The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. رمضان المبارك is the month of the Quran. In the initial days, all of us have this enthusiasm and this passion to read lots of Quran. But after a few days, we start to get tired. And it's important to revive that love of the Quran and our energy again. So let me share with you some beautiful hadith mubarak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's beautiful companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala, is at home and he's reciting the glorious Quran. And suddenly, his horse starts to jump up and down. He was so afraid that he thought the horse may trample his family. So he stopped. And then he says that he came out of his house and he saw that there was an umbrella, a shadow over his house, and that there was a lamp in that shadow, and it all rose into the atmosphere and then disappeared. The next morning, he came to the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last night I was reciting the glorious Quran and the place where my horse was tied up, all of a sudden my horse started to jump up. I came outside and I saw this umbrella casting a shadow over my head with lamps inside it. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it kept ascending into the air until it disappeared. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that they were angels who came to listen to your recitation of the glorious Quran. And had you continued reciting the Quran, then the people would have seen them in the morning and nothing would have remained concealed. Subhanallah. Wherever the glorious book of Allah Azza wa Jal is recited, angels descend to listen to it. Now, if that is in my home or your home, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends. If that is me reciting or you reciting, Alhamdulillah, we are being blessed with the mercies and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Angels, who are we? Hamari kya aukaat? What do we deserve? But the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. That when even sinners like us recite the glorious Quran, not only does Allah Azza wa Jal send angels to listen to that recitation, but by the mercy of the Quran, the Creator Supreme forgives our sins. Subhanallah. Let me share with you another beautiful hadith mubarakah. Allahu Akbar. Shu'bul Iman. It has been stated that even looking at the glorious Quran, Allahu Akbar, looking, just, you know, you've got it there, it's there in front of you, and you're just looking at the glorious Quran. And it says, this is an act of worship. You are rewarded for looking at this amazing book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, a reciter of the Quran, you know, the one who every morning wakes up and doesn't leave the home without reciting the Quran, the one whose life evolves around the glorious Quran, the one morning and evening, he's got his routine. He reads some translation, he reads some tafsir, maybe not a lot. And then in the evening, he reads Surah Mulk Sharif. In the morning, he reads Surah Yasin Sharif. His life evolves around the Quran. This person has glad tidings. Listen to this hadith mubarakah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, a reciter of the Quran will come. And the Holy Quran will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make him wear the heavenly attire of Jannah. Subhanallah. And so this person will be made to wear the clothes of paradise, the attire of Jannah. Then the Quran will humbly say in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, increase this. So this person will be given a crown of nobility. Subhanallah. Then the Quran won't stop there. It will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be pleased with this person. And the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal, will say, I am pleased with this servant. Then it will be said to the reciter of the glorious Quran, keep reciting the Holy Quran.
keep reciting the glorious Quran, keep reciting the amazing Quran, and keep ascending the ranks of Jannah. And he will be given one blessing after another. Subhanallah. These are all the rewards for those who recite the Quran. We know the famous hadith of Mubarakah, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the one who recites one letter of the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal will receive one virtuous deed that will be equal to 10. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Subhanallah. So much reward, so many blessings, so much barakat in the recitation of the glorious Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Let's put other things down the priority list. And let's take the glorious Quran and put it at the top of our list. Even if I don't manage to do my other things, if I manage to read my maximum amount of Quran Kareem, if I can read the translation, if I can read the tafsir, if I can read the commentary of it, if I can contemplate on the Quran, this is the real achievement in Ramadan. If I've done this, I have fulfilled my goal. If I've done this, I have fulfilled my mission in Ramadan. If my 30 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak evolve around the Quran, the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the greatest miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then I can truly say that I've taken the maximum benefit from this amazing book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the depths of which are so amazing. What can I say? The scholars say that no matter how deep you delve into the Quran, it's such an amazing ocean with pearls and corals that you can carry on diving for all your life and search for this. And many scholars and many, many men of Allah Azza wa Jal have done so. And they can't even get anywhere near the corners of this and the depth of this. They are mesmerized by the pearls and corals. And they say that there may be a gathering in Jannah where the pearls and corals of the Quran are discussed. And maybe in that gathering, one may be able to see true extent of the vastness and the greatness and the magnificence of this book of Allah Azza wa Jal. How fortunate are we that we get the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we are the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then an amazing favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we are given this book of Allah Azza wa Jal. The beautiful companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a passion for the recitation of the glorious Quran that the great Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala used to sit in his forecourt and used to recite the glorious Quran, and people used to be so mesmerized by it that people entered into the fold of Islam by his recitation. Subhanallah. So as ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as devotees of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the month of Allah Azza wa Jal, the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, if we sit down and recite the Quran, can you imagine the blessings and the barakah it will bring to us? Let's use this Ramadan al-Mubarak and use the Quran to build our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to recite as much Quran as we can, because this may be our last Ramadan. We don't know that. So let's try and maximize the blessings and the barakat. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.